Now he's got Connor in front of him. He sidesteps Connor.
He's off.
Sidesteps
him. He's off. He's gone. Go on, Johnson.
Tom Johnson.
Go on, Johnson.
Try on his own try line. He has just gone 100 metres to surely win the game for the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. What a score. Wakefield lead 28-22. Kick to come.
And that will go down as one of the tries of the season. To talk about that and more right now, we say a very good afternoon to the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats captain, Danny Kermond.
Good afternoon.
They got a bit excited, did Mark and Gary yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, that's the most excited I've ever got at one of our games. So it's good to see, but it was definitely an exciting moment and, you know, a great bit of individual skill from Thomas Carr.
Certainly. Well, he was almost cheering him on there. Did you hear that, Danny? That was a bit strange, was that, from Mr. Schofield. But there you go. What a game it was as well. It was obviously against your old club and a big win for Wakefield.
Yeah, I think it was a big game for both teams, really. Obviously, they've been under a bit of pressure as well. And probably results haven't gone the way that they'd have liked. But, you know, for us, it was important that we made a good start under Chesney. Obviously, he took over the week before, but didn't really have too much time before the whole game. And then we've kind of nailed a few things down this week, and he's explained where he wants us to go and, you know, a few changes that he's wanted to make. And I thought that they worked really well, and everyone really wore their hearts on their sleeves yesterday and put a lot of effort in for him.
Certainly did. Now, from your perspective as a player, what differences have already been made since Chris Chester came in to replace Brian Smith?
It's been a short turnaround in time, really, but Ches has just explained to us that, you know, he believes that we're a good team and believes that we can do the things that he's wanting to do. And his enthusiasm for the job's kind of rubbed off on me a little bit. I feel that, obviously, individually more than for anyone else, but it's the fact that he's from Wakefield, he obviously wanted the job and was keen to come in. And And it's just been a great place to be over the last couple of weeks since he's come in. And there's a lot of enthusiasm in all the lads, and everyone's pulling in the right direction, which is good to see.
Certainly is. Now, I know you probably don't like to single out individual players, but he scored two tries yesterday. The first one was an excellent finish, I think, technically. The second try was a bit of a worldie, and it will be up there with the tries of the season at the end of the year. I'm absolutely sure. Tom Johnston's having a massive season already, isn't he?
Yeah, he's started the season really well. And, you know, he's so grounded still. And I don't think he quite realises how good he can be. And that's the good thing about Tommy. You get a lot of young kids now that play a few games and they think that's it, they've made it. But Tommy comes in and he's the same kid that were here 2 years ago. He comes and works hard at training and works on individual bits of skill. And like that's the first try he scored, you know, he's dived over the corner flag and put it down one-handed. And they're not things that you naturally can do. You have to work on things like that. And obviously, he's a great athlete, as I showed with the second try. But he works really hard, and it's good to see him getting the rewards for that.
It certainly is. I think another player who's really really stood out in the Wildcats ranks this year, this season, has been Anthony England, who he seems to be leading on the Opta stats all over the place and making some serious numbers, isn't he?
Yeah, he definitely is. He's playing some big minutes in a really tough position, and he's definitely been a standout in every game, really, and not just that, in training, since he's come in the start of pre-season. He's worked really hard through it and, you know, pushed other people on and made sure that people were up there with him. And he's become a bit of a leader in our squad, and, you know, not just with the numbers, but with how hard he plays as well. And he does the tough stuff as well, which is good. And it's always good to have a few players like that in there.
Now, he had to undergo a late fitness test to play the game yesterday. I know he came off and he had his ankle iced, I believe, at the end of the game yesterday. You've been training this morning. How's he looking ahead of Monday?
Well, we've not actually trained this morning. We did recover yesterday after the game, and we're training tomorrow now instead. But, yeah, he's not too bad after the game. He hit his ankle last weekend against Hull, and, you know, he struggled a bit in the week, but as you could see yesterday, he didn't really struggle too much in the game. And I think it was more precautionary when they brought him off towards the end. So, yeah, he's looking well. Obviously, it's a really short turnaround this weekend, so we'll see what happens come Monday. But we've got quite a bit of backup in the squad this year. We've got people like Scott Anderson, who's pretty much ready to play, and Tinner, our own, who's been suspended as well. So there's plenty of cover there in case Inge does need a rest.
Yeah, there certainly is. Now, it's a massive game on Monday. It's our live commentary game here on Radio Yorkshire. Leeds Rhinos against Wakefield Trinity Wildcats from Headingley. Leeds, of course, really struggling this season. Went down again Thursday night down at the Jungle against Castleford Tigers. They've got the extra day to recover, but obviously you guys are going to be on a high. Now, we've just had Alex Donoghue from Ladbrokes on the show. He's told us that on a standing start, Wakefield at 8-1 to beat Leeds on Monday. Any comment on that, Danny?
Well, we don't mind being underdogs. You know, it's something that we've become accustomed to, really. But yeah, Leeds. You know, a lot of people are talking about how they're struggling. But I watched them in the Cass game, and they looked really dangerous in attack. Cass scrambled really well and saved a few tries, which looked like certain tries, and then of course Cass nicked it at the end. But I think form this year in Super League, it's not really something you can read too much into, because teams are up and down and every team's really improved, I think. So it is a tough year and there's no easy game, so you've got to be on your best or you're going to end up getting turned over. And I'm sure that Leeds will be really up for this game, especially after losing on Thursday. So it's one we're going to have to be fully prepared for and put in another good performance. But we're primarily focused on us at the moment and improving week in, week out.
Definitely. And what's the score going to be on Monday, Danny? Come on, let's get a prediction from you. Leeds Rhinos, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats on Monday. Final score?
I'll go 18-14 to us.
18-14 to the Wildcats. So that brings in the 8-1 that we've just been told by Alex Donoghue. We shall see how that one goes.